Deal signed the $19.9 billion budget in his Capitol office, flanked by the Appropriations Chairman of the House and Senate.
We believe this is a budget that will maintain the fiscal conservatism that has been represented in the other budgets that I've had the pleasure of signing.
State spending will increase by about $800 million compared to last year. Most of that budget increase goes to simply keeping up with growing health care and education costs. The budget also includes using lottery funds to restore the state's pre-K program to 180 days, and it adds $50 million in bonds for the port deepening project in Savannah. Deal said budget restraint would be key as the economy continues its modest recovery.
In the hard times, restraint is a matter of necessity. In the good times, it is a matter of discipline. So, as we hopefully move into the good times, I think all of us have agreed that that is the challenge that leadership faces.
But Alan Essek of the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute criticized the budget for not including more funds for education. He says since the recession, K-12 education has been underfunded by about $1 billion.
The schools that are facing furloughs and larger class sizes and layoffs of teachers will be facing the same problem next school year, even with the additional funds from the student growth, because all that does is pay for the additional students. It doesn't make up for the money that was already cut.
Essek did commend the governor for helping renew the hospital bed tax, which helps prop up the state Medicaid program. Meanwhile, for the first time in recent memory, the budget included no line item vetoes from the governor. Political observers say it reflects a closer relationship between the governor and House and Senate leaders. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.